Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 and FY25 earnings conference call of Arihant Superstructures Limited, hosted by Arihant Capital Markets Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Kunjal Agarwal from Arihant Capital. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Hello and good afternoon to everyone. On behalf of Arihant Capital Markets Limited, I thank you all for joining the Q4 FY25 earnings conference call of Arihant Superstructures Limited. Today, from the management, we have Mr. Ashok Jha, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Parth Jha, the Whole-Time Director, and Mr. Dheeraj Jopat, CFO. So, without any further delay, I will hand over the call to the management for their opening remark. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thanking you for taking time to join Arihant Superstructures Limited conference call to discuss Q4 FY25 results and business updates. I believe you would have gone through the financials and the presentation which has been filed on the exchanges. Let me first start with briefing you on the financial highlights for the quarter under review. The consolidated operating revenue for Q4 FY25 was 153 crores against 161 crores in Q4 FY24, which is a YOY decrease of around 5%. The total EBITDA for Q4 FY25 stands at 22 crores against 35 crores in Q4 FY24, which is a decrease of 37% on YOY basis. The EBITDA margin for Q4 FY25 stands at 14.55%. The profit after tax for Q4 FY25 stood at 11 crores, whereas the full financial year 2025, the operating revenue stood at 499 crores. The total EBITDA stood at 104 crores, and the EBITDA margin reported at 20.91%. The profit after tax was totaling to 55 crores. Now, talking about the key operating highlights for this quarter, the company achieved sales bookings of 272 units, which is equivalent to 2.49 lakh sq ft of area, amounting to 186 crores in value. The average price per sq ft was around 7,462 rupees per sq ft during the quarter, which has grown by 20% on a year-on-year basis. The average price per unit sold stood at 68 lakhs for the quarter, and the total collections for the quarter stood at 139 crores. For the financial year, the company achieved total sales bookings of 1,568 units, equivalent to 14.61 lakh sq ft of area, which was totaling to a value of 889 crores. The price per sq ft during the year stood at 6,084 rupees per sq ft, and the average price per unit was around 56.7 lakhs. Total collections for the year stood at 545 crores, which is an 8% year-on-year increase. On the important metrics in the real estate, one of the important metrics in the real estate business is customer collections, which continues to remain very healthy for ASL. On the delivery front, in Q4, we achieved the occupancy certificate for Arihant Aloki Phase 3, and we are looking forward to many more completions, which will add on to the company's legacy in the coming financial year as well. With almost 307 acres plus of land bank in hand and upcoming launches, we are well positioned to gain the market share and obviously increase on the high opportunity corridors which the Navi Mumbai MMR region has to offer. We remain confident and committed to addressing the evolving aspirations of home buyers across the entire spectrum. With this, now I would like to open the floor for questions and answers.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ask a question, you may press star and one. I repeat, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The first question is from the line of Suyash Bhave from Wealth Guardian. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I have a question on World Villas Exchange. We have sold one villa in Q4, up from 40 to 41 units. Any insight as to what kind of, is there any slowdown as such, and what kind of targets do we have for maybe on a quarterly basis sales, and how do we view this?
Yeah, we agree. The quarter four was not so good when it came to World Villa sales. Obviously, there were external factors which led to postponing of decisions from the clients. One of them was obviously the equity markets having a lot of plunge in the indices, which led to decisions being postponed. But Q1 onwards, you started gaining momentum, and Q2, we'll really be able to cover up a lot, because majorly this is, today we see a great weather with respect to World Villa sales, and clients who are going are very much attracted to the greenery and the environmental development over there. So we'll be able to cover it up in the next two quarters, Q1 and Q2.
All right. So, in terms of competition, specifically for World Villas, not our overall project as such, are there any other competing projects of a similar size or quality or scale as World Villas in that area? Any insight on that?
So at our product level, there is no direct competition. Everybody, whoever is making villas also, their villas are below par to what we are making and to what our designs are. Ours is a very unique concept where we are having almost 390 villas spread across 63 acres, and along with that, there's a gymkhana of 2 lakh square feet spread on 10.5 acres of land, and adjoining to it is also a 5-star hotel of 225 rooms. So our configuration is quite unique, which is helping us to distinguish ourselves also from the others, and we are very much confident. Work has progressed for the gymkhana, wherein we are able to come out of the plinth level also by today. So things are progressing very well, and we are also working on the infrastructure development for the project.
All right. What I see from Q4 is that I think this is the first time we have crossed average price per square feet. Our ticket size of 7,000 mark. As in, this year we are at 7,462 per square feet. Is it because there was some higher contribution from premium, or has there been an overall uptick in prices across all segments? As in, can you give the share as to affordable, medium, and premium, and what is driving this higher price?
Yeah, so we saw great sales happening, better sales happening at Aryan Advika. We sold around 23 units, which is around 53 crores in value. So that led to the price per square foot going above 7,000, which is for the first time it has happened for in the company's history. So like going forward, more contribution will come from premium. So our average pricing, which is at a year-on-year basis around 6,000, will shoot up to 6,500, 6,700 in the coming quarters.
Okay, so on an annual basis, that will be the new range that we can look at, as in 6,500 or so.
Correct.
Okay. And regarding guidance, as in we have long been given our 20% CAGR across the board for whether it's pre-sales, revenue, EBITDA or PAT. So are we sticking to that for the coming year? As in, are we seeing, considering that for Q, as in for this year, we were not able to. but I'm assuming if you can give some insights into what factors are causing this slowdown, and are we going to stick to the guidance for FY 2026 as well?
We'll stick to the guidance of 20%-25% growth this year. Why we couldn't achieve it is because a few of our projects are stuck in the environmental clearances, which is having a stay from the Supreme Court of India since 1 year, which impacted the start of construction for all the projects. To name a few, Orient Tanaka, Orient World Villas, Orient Avanti. So these projects are still awaiting the clearance. So due to that, no revenues could be booked or no revenues could be triggered. Apart from environmental clearance, we also put in a lot of investments in land over the last 2 years to the tune of around 300 crores. So wherein this was all investments without any fundraising. All the money that came in for which is the 300 crores has come through internal accruals and debt. So to service the debt also, the interest costs have been booked in the P&L, which resulted in a decline in the total PBT. Apart from that, we also have hired good professionals from for the sales and the engineering departments, which has increased our employee cost as well. So due to these factors, we were unable to achieve the PAT growth that we had envisaged in the beginning of the year. But we are confident that we'll be able to cover it up in the coming financial years because new sales and new projects that have been acquired are having good margins, healthy margins, and we'll be able to make up for that.
All right. So just one last question. For FY 26, which would be the key projects that you would see driving sales?
With respect to pre-sales, key projects will continue to be Orient Africa. Yeah, so with respect to pre-sales, Orient Advika at Vashi, World Villas at Chowk, Orient Alishan in Kharghar, Orient Aspire, and Orient Avanti, these will contribute at large with respect to pre-sales in terms of value. And in the P&L, we should see contributions coming from Orient Alishan, Orient Aspire, Orient Advika. These three projects will contribute at large apart from the other ongoing projects in which many of them are nearing completion for the coming financial year, which is the affordable housing category, basically.
Okay. Okay. So affordable would probably be the key driver for FY 26. All right. Thank you. Thanks a lot for answering my question.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star one. I repeat, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Urmish Shah from Moneywisers. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Actually, the previous participant has answered most of the questions, but I just have one question for this quarter. Our margins have declined. I know that the revenue has been declined, but margins have shrunk considerably. Any reason for that? Year on year.
Margins coming down, the main reason for that is the interest cost increasing and also the employee cost increasing. So that has led to the decrease in the margins. So whatever new projects we acquired in the last 2 years, we've already set the teams for that, for execution and implementation for those projects. So that cost is already incurred in the last year, which will give us fruits in the coming years. And the amount of funds that has come in, the servicing of interest is also to be done. So that led to the decrease in the margin.
Okay, and what will be the, you said that the 7,000 per square feet will be around the range that we look forward for FY 26-27, right?
It will be around 6,500, 6,700 on average. So on a year-on-year basis. So this year we did 6,084 per square feet.
Okay.
We expect it to go to around 6,500 on a total financial year basis.
Okay. Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Kriya Agarwal, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Okay. Hello, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Like, can you break down the price trend across three micro-markets?
Sorry to interrupt you, ma'am, but your voice is low. Can you...
Okay. Yeah. Am I audible now? Yeah. Am I audible now? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. You can ask your question.
Can you break down the price trend across key micro markets like Panvel, Taloja and Kharghar, and how you expect blended realization to evolve in FY26?
Can you just repeat your second question?
How you expect the blended realization to evolve in FY26?
Okay, so I'll just break up the prices that we are selling at on average today. So our Panvel, we have Arihant Aspire, which is our project. We are selling at around 7,100 per square foot on saleable area, which is translating to around 11,500 on carpet area. So that's the price we are able to achieve on an average basis today. For Taloja, we have prices across the projects ranging from 4,800 to 5,200. So average is around 5,000 in Taloja on sellable basis, which means 8,250 on carpet. And Kharghar, we are able to achieve prices of around 8,600 today on sellable, which is translating to around 14,000 on carpet. So these are the prices ongoing for our projects today. How the price trends could be on a blended basis for the next year, we expect at least 5 to 7% increase in the prices for these locations, because these are the hot destinations today. These destinations command the largest supply and also have the highest sales. And very close to the airport, the infrastructure that is to be done, the Atal Setu and the metros and all are already operational. And the airport opening in the next 2-3 months will have a significant impact in the sales. So we see good price lifts also happening in this three micro markets.
Okay. Will you be spending on marketing for World Village?
Will I be funding?
Marketing.
For marketing spending for World Village project.
We'll be continuing the marketing spends for World Villas the way it has happened last year. So we are able to take up price hikes over there, and we'll continue to do the strong marketing and have the presence that is required. So visibility is very important for this kind of a project, and we'll continue to do that.
Okay. So any pre-sale guidance for current year and project pipeline for the FY26? So the CapEx plan?
So we want to keep it restricted, say, and be very conservative about it. We expect to grow at 20-25%, but there should be surprises.
Okay.
And with respect to CAPEX, that for construction, our target is to do construction of around 650 crores for the financial year.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ask a question, you may press star 1. I repeat, to ask a question, you may press star and 1 now. The next question is from the line of Siddhant Mahecha from Tusk Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi. Could you throw some light on the launches, any new launches that are planned for FY26?
So we have new phase launches for FY26 for the existing projects. So one of them is at Arihant Avanti in Shilpata, where we'll be opening the third tower. There's also more launches lined up in Arihant Aspire Panvel, which is also one of our largest projects. So we expect approvals for that by August, and in Q3 we can plan, Q2 or Q3 end, we can plan up a launch. Apart from that, Aryan Taluki at Karjat, that's lined up for the last two towers. Aryan Anmol at Badlapur also, there are two more buildings to be completed over there. So we expect to launch these future phases of these projects in this coming year.
Got it, thanks. And just one last question from my end. For the World Villas, we had mentioned where we are currently ongoing some environmental clearance issues, right? So what's kind of the timeline on that, and how does that impact revenue recognition?
So we expect it to be cleared by, say, Q2 or maybe October, basically, which is Q3. So once that is done, recognition can start in one or max two quarters. So we expected that recognition should happen from Q4 of FY26. So fingers crossed.
Got it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Harsh, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good afternoon, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask, so as you mentioned that last year we acquired a lot of land. So, and that was funded through internal accruals and debt, and which has resulted in our debt rising. So what is the debt to equity ratio that the company is comfortable with, and then future if for any expansion, would you consider fundraising or would you be more comfortable with raising more debt?
So as of now, we are at around 685 crore of net debt, and we'll be comfortable with the debt going to around 750-800. So out of this 685, 300 is unsecured loans, which is payable when enabled. So balance the net debt, which is secured debt, is only 385. So we'll be comfortable to sustain the secured debt to around 500 crores. So that is comfortably manageable. Also, the debt coming forward is going to be utilized for majorly the annuity assets that we are creating, which is the gymkhana and the hotel. So that is where the new debt will be utilized going forward. With respect to more acquisitions, so we have not lined up many more acquisitions in this coming financial year. We feel we have enough land now to execute and implement the projects which can give out good positive cash flows to the company over the next 2 to 3 years. So limited investments will happen towards land acquisitions in FY26 at least.
Right. Okay, sir. Got it. And another question was with respect to the environmental clearance that you mentioned. So what I wanted to understand is until we get any environmental clearance on the project, so the construction activity is also halted for the period of time, or we can go ahead with the construction and just the revenue recognition delays?
So the construction is halted till we get the clearance. Although sales is happening.
Okay. Okay, sir. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ask a question, you may press star and one. I repeat, to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next follow-up question is from the line of Kriya Agarwal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
What is the planning for Town Villa?
We are in the design stage at the moment for Town Villas, and it should take another 1 year for it to start. So it's all FY27 onwards.
Yeah, okay, okay. So that's it from my side. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Suyash Bhave from Wealth Guardian. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so regarding this Supreme Court clear in environment clearance, so is it like a blanket ban, as in no more clearances are to be granted, or have they made the process more stringent such that the clearance or timeline increases?
So there is a stay on certain locations. I mean, entire MMR is affected because any property which is in a 5 kilometer radius from any eco-sensitive zone, the mangrove park or a forest or a wetland area or a flamingo area or any other eco-sensitive zone. So 5 kilometer radius is all having a stay as on today, which we expect that it should be overturned over the next 2-3 months. So it's just a matter of time now, because CREDAI as a body has been representing also the entire fraternity, and they are very much confident that they'll have this in the favor of all the developers going forward. But yeah, many new projects in MMR are stuck wherever the built-up area is more than 20,000 square meters.
So maybe on an average on across our portfolio, our total GDP of 12,500 crores, approximately how much would be affected by this, is currently affected by this?
2,600.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask question may press star and 1. I repeat, to ask a question, you may press star and 1. Ladies and gentlemen, okay. The next question is from the line of Anukul from InVed. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I wanted to know what will be the sustainable EBITDA margins going forward.
Yeah, we should be able to sustain at around 24-25%, and in the coming quarters, once the new projects start contributing, which we have acquired over the last 2 years, they will have higher EBITDA margins. So then we expect it to grow to around 26-27 once those projects also start contributing to the revenue.
Okay, so 24-25% is for Q1 is what you're writing?
No, I'm not saying Q1. We expect the whole financial year to be that way. We cannot comment on every quarter because real estate is not a quarterly business.
Understood. Thank you so much. That's it from me.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Ms. Kunjal Agrawal for closing comments.
Thank you to the management and participants for joining the Q4 FY25 conference call of Ariel Superstructure Limited. I would now hand over the call to the management for the closing remarks.
Thank you everyone for joining the earnings call. I hope you were able to get all the answers to our to your satisfaction. If you have any further questions or would like to know more about the company, feel free to reach out to our investor relations team at Valorem Advisors. And you can also contact our finance department and our CFO, and they'll be happy to take it forward. And we also thank Arian Capital for hosting the call as well. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Arian Capital Markets Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.